Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members. Glad you're here today. We're going to be doing a new message entitled Loving the Lord. Let's open with a word of prayer right before we get started. Dear Heavenly Father, just move amongst us today by your powerful Holy Spirit. We ask, bless this message. Let us learn from it. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Loving the Lord. There is no greater gift our Lord Jesus gave us than when he died for us on the cross. But the question is, how do we love him back for all he has done for us? We'll be looking in the Bible for answers to this question. God's holy word can reveal all kinds of knowledge and information useful for each of us. Four ways we can do this is to, one, walk in all his ways, two, keep his commandments, three, cleave to him, four, serve him with all of your heart, with all of your soul. By serving the Lord, it shows him that we love and want to be pleasing to him. But when we love him in this way, he will give us much joy in our lives. But what is joy? It is a feeling of delight, happiness, bliss, rejoicing. Even by all these definitions, when you experience God's joy, it is much greater than these. In Mark 12:30, it says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul." This means with everything you have is the way you're supposed to love the Lord. The Lord has given us a roadmap to follow him and to learn from him, the Holy Bible. We as Christians need to read and study this daily. As some say, eat the word of God. We all have a purpose while here on earth, and that is sharing his message to the lost and sinful world. This is our way to love the Lord Jesus. He is our only Savior and the only way into heaven. There is no other name we should follow, only Christ Jesus, our Lord. Continuing on, seven ways we can please God. Having faith pleases God. Being spiritually minded. Three, fear God. Four, study and follow Jesus Christ's example. Five, obey God. Six, do God's will. Seven, give the sacrifice God wants. The first one, having faith pleases God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him, found in Hebrews 11:6. This passage identifies faith, belief in God, and believing he will do what he says he will do. It also gives a prime example of this kind of faith. Enoch lived in an increasingly evil world before the flood, but he did not go the evil way as other people were going. Instead, he walked with God and he pleased God, found in Genesis 5:24, Hebrews 11:5. Enoch not only believed in the Creator God, he believed God would come to the earth with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment, found in Jude 1:14-15, and make everything right. Enoch knew that ungodly deeds bring evil results and must be replaced by godly deeds, walking the way God walks for this world to experience real peace and joy. Number two, being spiritually minded pleases God. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God, found in Romans 8, 6 through 7. Number three, the fear of the Lord pleases God. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy, found in Psalms 147, 11. It's not that God delights in having us be terrified of him. Psalms 147 describes God as the one who heals the brokenhearted, who binds up the wounds. The passage praises his mercy, his knowledge. He knows the names of all the stars and his power to save the humble. You see, God is all-knowing. That is a wonderful thing about our Lord. Number four, studying and following Jesus Christ's example pleases God. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him, as the Father speaks about the Son, found in Matthew 17, 5. During a vision of the future kingdom of God, known as the Transfiguration, God impressed on Peter, James, and John the preeminence of Jesus Christ. Jesus truly was the Son of God, and there is no one who has pleased God more. We should all hear him and follow his example. We want to be pleasing to God in all our ways. Number five, obeying God pleases him. Has the Lord a great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, found in 1 Samuel 15, 22. Number six, doing God's will pleases God. May God make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Found in Hebrews 13, 21. Jesus Christ set the ultimate example of doing God's will when he faced the terrible scourging and crucifixion for our sins, yet prayed, "Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done," found in Luke 22, 42. He was willing to give himself totally to show his love and to do his Father's will. If we want to learn how to please God, we must seek God's help to always do his will as well. Number seven, giving the sacrifices he wants pleases God. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for which such sacrifices God is well pleased, found in Hebrews 13, 15, and 16. We saw earlier that God rejected sacrifices that were gained through disobedience, but there are sacrifices that he is well pleased with, including giving praise and thanks to him and sharing with others. That is what we need to do, share Christ Jesus with others. Pleasing God, not man. It's a natural human tendency to seek to please other people, those we can see. We can find it harder to focus on pleasing God than one we cannot see. Jesus pointed out this problem with seeking to please men while pretending to try to please God. In a Sermon on the Mount, he said, "Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward in heaven," found in Matthew 6, 1. Well, let's look at some other things that are pleasing to God. Show him that we love him. We talk about love. God is pure love. Love is patient, kind, does not envy, does not boast, is not proud, does not dishonor others, is not self-seeking, is not easily angered, keeps no record of wrongs, does not delight in evil, rejoices with the truth, always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love is an awesome thing to have in our hearts and our minds. Now we're looking at some other ways, four ways we can please the Lord. The first is fruitful living. The first thing Paul prays for is a life that is bearing fruit in every good work, found in Colossians 1:1. Christians who bear fruit are those who display the righteousness of Christ in their lives, which overflows in loving service to God and neighbor. It is so important that we get out there and do God's work to show his wonderful fruit that comes from that. As a people of God, we are united to Christ, and this union is our sole source of spiritual virtuality. Jesus said, "Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Found in John 15:5. If we would bear fruit, we must remain intimately connected to Christ through all the means of grace available to us. This is what we should do. Number two, knowledgeable living. Paul also prays that his readers would please the Lord by increasing in the knowledge of God, found in Colossians 1:10. What kind of knowledge is this? Is not the kind that turns us into tadpoles swimming around with enormous heads or hardly anything else to show for it. It is rather to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height, depth, to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God, found in Ephesians 3:18-19. Number three, let's look at powerful living. Paul prays further that his readers might be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy, found in Colossians 1:11. How do you know if you're living according to this power? Does it manifest in great deeds of strength and miraculous works? No, it is found in endurance and patience with joy. This is a kind of power that Christ modeled to us. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, found in Hebrews 12:2. The power of God that resides within us leads us to the kind of steady persistence and quiet faith, filled confidence that Christ displayed at Calvary. And it is this kind of humble power that is pleasing to our Lord. The power of God that resides within us leads us to the kind of steady persistence and quiet faith-filled confidence that Christ displayed on Calvary. Number four, thankful living. Finally, Paul prays that we should please the Lord by giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light, found in Colossians 1:12. Those who must most thankful will always be the most joyful. And of all people in the world, God's people have the greatest reason for gratitude. We grasp that our sins are mainly many and that we inherit judgment. But in Christ, we do get what we deserve. We get what Jesus has earned for us. Through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, the Father has allowed us to share in his inheritance with all God's people. We have fellowship with God and with all his people. And for this, we should overflow with God-pleasing gratitude. There is no greater gift than the gift of eternal life that is ours in Christ. In response to such a gift, we gladly sing, "Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe." There is no higher or more joyful call than to pursue the life in Christ of fullness, knowledge, power, and thankfulness. This is pleasing to our Lord. You know, we want to please our Lord. And I know many times in my walk, I fall in my flesh and I'm on my knees. I know the things that I do are not pleasing to him, but I try and live a life which I can keep looking up and know that God will forgive me. And I always try and do better for him because he is my all in all. He is our all in all and our great love. You know, if you used to ask, you can ask anybody here in a coffee shop, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ and want to become one of his, all you have to do is ask any of us, and we will share Christ Jesus with you and tell you the road to take to find salvation. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful that you allowed me to share your word. Let us learn from it, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.